Turkey's president teases a new era for his country. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Turkish lira has bounced off its record low this week after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hinted at a discovery that could set Turkey on a new path to more energy independence. Sources told Reuters the country has found significant gas resources in the Black Sea. President Erdogan is expected to make his announcement at 8 a.m. Eastern Time today. The BBC's Stephen Ryan explains what to expect.
With an annual bill of $41 billion, Turkey relies heavily on imports for its energy needs. So any reduction in that cost, thanks to a commercially viable gas reserve, would not only boost government finances, but also help to ease the current account deficit, which puts extra pressure on the country's lira currency. However, Turkey is not experienced in deep-sea drilling, and it might need joint ventures to extract any energy resources. What's more, low energy prices might make a potential investment less attractive for international energy companies, at least in the short term. A source told Reuters that the expected reserve is 800 billion cubic metres and meets approximately 20 years of Turkey's needs. However, the source cautioned it could take 7 to 10 years to start production at an estimated investment cost of at least $2 billion. I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
Checking financial markets, the euro is down 0.5% against the dollar this morning after eurozone business activity slipped in July, suggesting the economic bounce back from the effect of shutdowns earlier in the year is easing. The figures, though, showed the UK bucked the trend. Its services and manufacturing industries readings popped to a near 7-year high. As today's data help illustrate, the hospitality industry here in the UK is humming back to life. Take a walk down any street early in the week and you'll find diners spilling out of open doors into bike lanes now designated for tables and chairs. The sudden boom in dining out is thanks to a government program called Eat Out to Help Out. It's running Mondays to Wednesdays just for this month and covers half a diner's bill, up to $13, at any of the 85,000 participating restaurants. And it's working. Restaurants were 27% fuller than they were during the same period in August last year, according to OpenTable data. Adam White is the owner of Writing House Cafe. He says the program has been a huge help.
To put it into perspective, our Wednesday sales are now 3 times what our Friday sales are. You still get a balance of, you know, a good brunch on the weekends, and Thursday, Friday night is now the new quiet night.
And that's what I was going to ask. I noticed how busy it was. There were people packed on the sidewalk. The inside was full. Are you seeing that offset perhaps what you might lose from a less busy weekend or Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure our Thursdays and Fridays would be busier if it wasn't for the Eat Out to Help Out Monday to Wednesday. But the sum total is, yeah, we're doing significantly better than we would be otherwise.
I guess the big question then is, will this continue once the scheme is over in September? Do you think people are comfortable now eating out and confident in the social distancing and safety measures that you and other restaurants have put in place? Do you think customers will continue coming in?
Yeah, I do, because of the time of year. It's a complex equation because everyone would be away on holiday, but people aren't away on holiday because they can't travel. So they're all staying domestic. But once all the kids are back at school, I think offices will start to return. I hope they do. So I'm hoping for continued business.
And ultimately, the goal of this program was to help revive the hospitality sector that had been really badly beaten by the coronavirus pandemic. Do you think that it has accomplished that goal? Do you think that there is more that needs to be done to help the sector?
Yes, well, it's certainly helped. I couldn't have imagined a better scheme to help get everyone back and enthusiastic about going out again. It's been so successful for everyone that they are lobbying for it to continue into September, October. I think that would be great. It does feel a bit cheeky because the government's been so incredibly supportive so far. We'll just have to see, really.
Adam White, owner of the Writing House Cafe here in London. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
The UK government says so far more than 35 million discounted meals have been claimed, putting more than $236 million back into the restaurants that served them. People are clearly hungry for the discount, but can we really eat our way to economic recovery? Kate Smith, Associate Director at the Institute for Fiscal Studies, isn't quite so sure.
This is quite a big subsidy to eating out. One of the things that I think it's important to consider with this policy is how effectively targeted it is. To what extent is it just a giveaway to people who would have otherwise eaten out? And so is this the best use of government support at this time when a lot of the economy is struggling?
And that's the question, isn't it? It all comes down to how the government pays for this kind of program. Today, we got a stark reminder of that, with public debt in the UK climbing above £2 trillion or $2.5 trillion for the first time ever due to all the spending to combat the effects of the pandemic.
Exactly. And I mean, now is not the time to be cutting back either on spending or sort of raising taxes. You know, we can think about how we sort of pay for this when we reach the other side. All countries are going to be grappling with the fact that debt and borrowing are at high levels. We have had to do that to avoid an even worse economic situation. At some point, we're going to have to pay for that. And that's going to have to come either through higher taxes or lower spending on other public services. Those decisions won't necessarily be easy.
The UK is rather unique in executing fiscal stimulus in this way. In the US, for example, the government sent checks to those who qualified in a bid to put money back into the economy. But when you do it that way, people can pick and choose, save it, spend it, invest it. In this Eat Out to Help Out scheme, you have to go out and spend money to benefit from it. So do you think that it could be viewed as a more effective way of helping economies recover from this crisis?
There are pros and cons of different ones. So yes, the US system of sending stimulus checks does mean that many people can simply save the money they're getting. But on the other hand, for those people who just need the extra cash to pay rent or to buy groceries, they can do that. Whereas if you're in that situation where you're worried about being kicked out because you can't pay rent this month, you're probably not going to be eating out at a restaurant. And so it's getting that balance. You want to target these packages in the areas they're going to have the most benefit. So you're right that if we can encourage people to spend and get that money into the economy now, that's good. But also we want to think about providing support to those people who are struggling because of job losses or wage cuts and so on.
Kate Smith, Associate Director at the Institute for Fiscal Studies. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, it's not just eating out that's helping the UK economy. Last month, retail sales surged 3% above pre-pandemic levels, helped mostly by spending on food and online sales. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.